Hey everybody, I'm sorry it's so late to be putting this podcast, but this is my thoughts on Super Bowl 54. And that's of course with my favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers, against the Kansas City Chiefs that were once my favorite, but now that I saw the trash talking, all the unsportsmanlike, people are probably going to be commenting, it's not true, I saw it. I'm going to give you my opinion on the game. Pretty much, San Francisco 49ers tanked the game. They choked. They weren't playing the way they were playing during the regular season, during the playoff games against the Packers and the Vikings. There's a lot of things that I could say happened, but the one inconsistency that I saw was that they were not running the football like they were doing in previous games. They were not rushing effectively. They were not rushing enough. Jimmy G was not selling that pass, that play action, like he was before. I didn't see a lot of confidence in Jimmy G this time, honestly. I know there's been a lot of people trash talking him, saying that he wasn't a, you know, he wasn't a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And I defended him. I go, you know what? You know, if he's not, how do you make the Super Bowl? But you know what? It was mostly the rushing game and the defense. So rushing was not effective. That's, in my opinion, what caused 49ers to really break down. They weren't really rushing. They seemed a little bit timid. They seemed a little bit scared against the Chiefs. The Chiefs looked like they had their number. They were like pretty much like the school bully, you know, picking on a little defenseless child. The 49ers looked a little bit scared out there. Second of all, another thing I saw is that the secondary was finally exposed. Yes, the 49ers have a great defense. Don't get me wrong. I mean, considering a building team after 3 years and then having that type of defense, it's pretty rare. But in all honesty, that secondary is pretty weak. And weak pretty much in terms of wide receivers, quick wide receivers. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, these players are very quick. And that was a thing that was going to be of great concern to San Francisco, and they knew it. They knew it coming into the Super Bowl. They were exploited. They were exploited. That secondary was not able to cover any of the receivers. What they did is that they gave the receivers a lot of respect. And respect by respect, I'm saying that they were dropping way, way back, giving them huge gaps to run these short routes or giving them the opportunity to just run the deep ball. Aside from that, I didn't see anything else that San Francisco, you know, could have done differently. They should have just kept running the ball the way they were doing. Jimmy G was not passing that ball the way he did against the Rams, like he did against the Saints. I didn't see a lot of confidence in him in that game. I saw a lot of times that he was being very scared. He was just second-guessing himself, overthrowing, especially one to Emmanuel Sanders at that time that he just way overthrew it. Over. So that's pretty much my thought on San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco is an awesome team. Don't get me wrong. They're my favorite team. Always will be. They're still rebuilding. That's the positive part of it. They're still rebuilding. It's barely 3 years. Kyle Shanahan is still has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. They just need to rebuild a good team. And another thing, I guess another note before I go, is that San Francisco needed to close out the game. And that's something that they needed to do during the regular season, and they weren't able to do. But they got lucky in winning some games, but they need to close out a game properly. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. And thank you guys for listening in. I really appreciate it. If you guys have any comments, please let me know. Or if you guys have any statements or anything like that, yeah, let me know. We can chat about it. Thank you guys. Have a great morning. I will see you guys mañana, and I'll see what else we can talk about. Alrighty. Good morning. Bye.